Parshas Shmini. Generally, don't get such a chance to talk about Parshas Shmini. In the regular years, this is usually the Shabbos right after Pesach. Technically, the Zman hasn't even started yet, usually. So, Baruch Hashem, maybe definitely have a little bit from one of the Ibra years of Shmini. Try to talk about Shmini a little bit. Very nice shtickel Torah at the beginning of the parsha. This parsha Shmini is the eighth day. It's either the eighth day that on Chaf Gimel Adar they started Shiva Sameh HaMiluim, inaugurating the Mishkan, taking up and putting it down for 7 days, and finishing on the eighth day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or they started those 7 days on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore this was Ches Nisan. Whatever it is, this is the eighth day, and now it's going to remain. So the as opposed to Moshe serving the last 7 days, and Aaron and his sons acting like the owners of the carbon, today finally Aaron and his sons and Moshe all serve, and this is like the big day. The Mishkan's finally going to stay up. There's a lot of brachas. There's a lot of big things going on. So Moshe, Kara Moshe la Aaron ulvon ulzikni Yisrael. Says Rashi, Zikni, so Lashmim shall be a deeper Aaron Nichnas, who Mishavish Kungdil, Vyorma Mail of Nichnas. So everyone should hear that Moshe is not doing this by himself. It's really from Hashem. And you have the Zikni Yisrael here, and then speak to B'nai Yisrael. It says, and the question is, Moshe really already started, it says in Parshas Tzav, Moshe already started explaining what's going to go on, and that I'm not doing this for my COVID. So first of all, why do you need him here? Why do you need him saying this again? Why do you need Aaron here? Why do you need Zakanim here? Why do you need that seemingly velvinate salt to Davar Lamar? There are Mepharshim who learn that it means that Aaron should say over, or the Zakanim should say over. Why is that true? Also, there's a medrash that says, Rabbi Kiva says that just like a bird without wings cannot fly, so too Klal Yisrael without the Zakanim, without their Chachamim, they can't do what they are supposed to. Why is this Nageya? What does this have to do with over here? Another question is that the medrash says that Aaron says, I only, or whatever, Hashem's talking, Moshe's talking, whatever it is exactly, Aaron only needs one kapara. Aaron only needs the kapara of the ego. But you, B'nai Yisrael, chilas kisayfai, the beginning like the end, just like you did the ego, so too you did the shchita seir izim. Where was a goat shechted? What aver was a goat shechted by? By Mechiras Yosef, just like you did the eagle. Now you also did Mechiras Yosef. So Mamela, you got to bring something extra. And the question is, obviously, that Aaron himself is from Sheva Levi. Levi was one of the big gung hos of Mechiras Yosef. So what's going on over here? That Aaron's saying, "Oh, I'm absolved, but you guys still have." What's going on over here? So the Ber Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salan, said a beautiful shtickel Torah tying these all together. What he said was that the Yisoid is that just like the Ramban and many, many others say that the problem by the Egel, the Aver by the Egel, was that which Klal Yisrael ignored Hashem. They decided on their own, we're going to figure out how to serve Hashem. We know what to do. Don't talk to us. We don't need to ask. And whatever we feel is right, we're going to do. And obviously, that was very, very wrong. It's whatever Hashem tells us to do that was correct, like we've said many times, whatever he doesn't tell us and is against the Torah, seemingly, then that is Avodah Zarah already, which is what the ego was. Therefore, Klal Yisrael by the ego, this was their Avera, this was their downfall. They did not listen to their Zakanim. They kill Chor. They really wouldn't listen to Aaron either. Aaron only barely gets out of it with some shtickel Torah. It ends up being an aver for him, granted. But Aaron barely gets out of it by saying that if they kill me, then they're not going to have any hope ever. So that's why we have to try to figure something out. But so that was Klal Yisrael's chet.
They killed Aaron, what's going to happen?
Then they will never be forgiven, because killing a Kayan and a Navi, B'mikdash Hashem, just like they did to Zechariah thousands of years later, and his blood boiled for 200 years until the Russia from Rome came and killed 900 million people, or 9 million people, on what's it called? So if Klal Yisrael kills Aaron, that's it for them. So Mamela, Aaron knew that they had to figure something out that could be forgiven. So good, it's a chet for Aaron. But Klal Yisrael's chet is they didn't listen. Aaron's chet is he did somewhat of avodah zarah. So true, Aaron has a chet. Aaron Levi might have had a chet they didn't listen to Gedolim by Mechiras Yosef. But that's not the chet here. That's not the chet. That's not there. True, 100%. Yes, and Aaron, Moshe even wants to kill Aaron. Possibly, he doesn't mention it till Sefer Devarim. All his kids should have died, only because of Tefillah and Rachmanis. Only half his kids died. Yes, it's very hard. But Lamaisa, let's focus on the point. The point is that Aaron did a chet. His chet was the Avodah Zarah Shabbai. Wonderful. That has nothing to do with Mechiras Yosef. True, Levi might have been at fault there also. That has nothing to do with this. Klal Yisrael, they have a similarity in the two Averos. The whole way through, they don't listen to Gedolim. They don't listen to Gedolim by Mechiras Yosef. They think they know better about what to do, thinking that Yosef's taking them over and let's not talk to Yaakov. They think they know better by the Egel that we should get a middleman between us and Hashem. Why is the Medrash say Shechita Sir Izin? Because that was the most boilet. The mice itself of doing away with Yosef, fine. But what's the most? What sticks out the most as we are ignoring? The trying to cover up the tracks. The shechting of the sa'ir so that Yaakov, of the goat with the blood, so that Yaakov won't understand. That sticks out the most as we are ignoring and not asking the Gedolim. That's specifically why we bring Gedolim in over here. We bring in the Gedolim so that everyone sees everything has to be with our Gedolim. He ends off beautifully that perhaps that's the connection, right? We know none of you go in this sixth parsha. Why?
And listen.
What did they drunk. Do? What did they do? What did they drunk. Do? Well, how did it start?
They were.
They felt so close to Hashem. Let's be makir of that Ketairus. They did something that they thought was right without asking. The Medrash says that even if they were greater than Moshe and Aaron, they should have. They should have still asked.
I have name Moshe and
What do you mean, you do something
a lot more or better.
Ah. So only if it's not against the Torah. Whether it was the drunkenness, whether it was the going forward when there hadn't been a chinuch yet by the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol should have done it. Whatever the aver was, it was an avera. You're right. A chelik of the Mesillas Yesharim says that a chelik of the Tzimtzum Shel Hasadin is figuring out what Hashem would want and doing that. But it has to. There are parameters. Look around. Did your Rebbeim do such a thing? Do you find such a thing in halacha? Then go do that.
What exactly did they do? What did they do?
They brought Ketairas. They did it before the Mizbeach was ever used for the first time. They might have been drunk. They were Moir Halach Nei Rabbi because they didn't ask Moshe and Aaron if this is the correct thing to do. When something is noted, quoted, documented, correct, then go do that. There's a famous saying in the last hundreds of years already, I'm sure it's by the early Achrayim, Chodosh Asim and Atayra, right? It's really the word means that you're not allowed to eat the new grain before the carbonate was brought. But that's used at new things. We're not into new practices. We're not into new, you know, exactly. You do what your father did. Do what your Rebbe did. Do what your yeshiva did.
New foods? No.
Like we're talking new practices.
Mocking.
Exactly. No, not mocking. Not mocking. Wait, it's talking about if someone starts someone starts davening a Shemoneh Esrei for 16 hours. On that, we would say, Chodosh Asur Minatayra. You saw such a thing ever? Is that the Mahalach? Is that what you're supposed to do? No. Your father did that. Your Rebbe did that. Your yeshiva did that. Something. There's a halach. Fine. That's the finisher said then that the halach is talking about. But going, doing something can negate the Torah. That's what Klai saw. They did. Let's get a middleman. Oh, they were able to sit. They saw by Kriyas Yamsuf that the shor was one of the animals on the Kisei HaKavod. Oh, let's use that as a middle. But Hashem said, don't make molten images.
Is it sure in there? Who's that representing?
What?
What does that represent?
There's a lion, an eagle, a shor, and a pnei on them. They saw it by Kriyas Yamsuf. It says they saw it. They saw it, and that's where they were saying that they thought that they should. That's where it says.
In Birchas Yaakov, it says we're saying an ikur shor.
Can imagine the drink. Is that like almost
Moshe
Rabbeinu
is Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah, I'm saying to extent it was all open.
So why did they? And then why did they had that till the ego? Meaning then they left?
No. There was a special gilui.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Pesach happens again.
They say that by the night of Pesach, everything is open. There are machlokes in when Berachas Yitzchak was, but one of the shittas is that Berachas Yitzchak was on that night. Yes. The night of Pesach is open for everything.
Open miracles.
Yep. Vayidoim Aaron, right? Aaron was quiet with Nadav and Avihu dying. So he says, what was his schar? His schar was that the parsha of shtui yayin, of not to be drunk, was said to him. Not to be drunk and serve, or paskan halachas, was said specifically to him. That's the lashon of Vayidaber Hashem. Vayidaber Hashem al Aaron lamer. You don't really ever find such a lashon. It was said specifically to Aaron. Now, where do we see that he was mekabelit? Similarly, the Lashinus, whatever, these Mikabal, the what's called, what happened, the Simcha, how do you see that? So they say, because we know Ein Hashchin Asher Elamitech Simcha, like you see in the Rambam, you see Rayas from Navi. So therefore, if he got such a Nevuah, it had to be that he wasn't in a sad state. If he was in a sad state, he would not have been able to accept such a Nevuah. Chavetz Chaim says a very nice point. Why does it say Vayidam Aaron? Why doesn't it say Vayachar Aaron? Aaron was quiet. Why is it Vayidim? Vayidim is a lashon of like a rock. Chavetz Chaim said that if he would have been quiet, but his emotions would have, his facial emotions would have given him away, that still would have been taking away from the point of what's want over here, of or whatever, not expected of Aaron, but what Aaron's great level that he reached. The great level that he reached is that there wasn't even facial expression, just like a stone. No expressions in the wrong way. So to Aaron. I don't know necessarily if he was ready to make a bar mitzvah at that point and jump for joy. But there was nothing that you could tell on him that would have shown any sadness over here. Why, like a stone? It says that Moshe tells Aaron, another of you, you go do your avodah, don't mourn. The rest of Klal Yisrael will cry over that which Hashem has destroyed. So the Chai Adam in a hesped on his mechutin said that the Gemara says that if someone sees a kedera, a pot, a lot of dreams in those Gemaras over there about what if you see this, it means this. So it says if you see a pot, then you should look forward to having peace. That's what it says. If you see a pot in a chalim, you should look forward to seeing peace. So the Vilna Gaon explains, because a pot makes shalim between fire and water. Without a pot, then the water would fall on the fire and put it out, or the fire would burn up the water. With the pot, you're able to have shalom between them. So too, tzaddikim in this world bring the peace between this world and the next world, because the tzaddikim are like Mayim, which is like Tyra, and they are the Midas Rachamim, which is Mechaba, which puts out the Eish of Midas Adin of Gehenim. Without Tzaddikim, Yivku Tzasref Asher Saraf Hashem, cry tears of Rachamim, you without the Tzaddikim now. And then that'll be the water that's holding at bay the fire of Gehenim. So you're going to put a nice spin on this.
Oh, because the...
couple and a baby girl.
Okay. I guess it's silly. It's far the more very, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the heavy one. Exactly, right. I heard today from Reb Valensky that his Zayda, Rebbe Lapian, on Purim, about 60 years ago, it was there in the yeshiva, Kfar Chassidim, the Rashiva, Rebbe Mishkovsky, the Mashkiach of Dev Yafe, Rebbe Lapian, everyone, the entire yeshiva was there by the Purim Suda, and he was there as well. And a certain bacher got up and started darshaning. And Rebbe Lapian knew everyone by name, personally. And yet he started saying, Where is their bacher? Who's that bacher? So finally someone realized that he meant that this bacher is always quiet, never gets up to say anything. And all of a sudden Purim, he's getting up and darshaning. And in other words, he was saying, like, what happened here? So someone motions to him, oh, he drank. So Rebbe Lapian said, Lo yizu adarach, this is not unzer mahal, this is not our way in Ruchnius. He said, the Pasuk says in Parsha Shemini, It says that they. What does the pasuk say that the problem was? It says with Eish Zar Asher Leitziv Hashem that they created a fire that Hashem had not commanded. That's what it says. Yet there are many opinions that since the next parsha, the next few psukim, is about not drinking wine, that means that they had gotten it drunk and that was their avera. What shaykes? The Torah says what the problem was. So he wanted to explain that if you go and do something with the help of something else that you wouldn't have done otherwise, then that means that it's really that thing and it's not you. You know why this was what was so strange about this fire? It was Ketores, it was on the correct Mizbeach. What happened? What's the problem? The fact that it was done through the wine and that probably lifted them. Ooh, wow, Gevaldik, even more, let's go, let's be mock of this. The Torah is saying, that's an unfamiliar fire. I'm not sure what that fire is. That's strange. He's saying the same thing over here. That if the Bachar feels that he should be, disseminating Torah and talking to people and handling with people, good, to do it the rest of the year. What are you waking up? It's a tiny Darach Musar.
So Nishra quoting Garet over saying the Nana Nachman Neuman saying,
no,
they're always high in life.
Saying,
so that's
that Chaim. That's fine. Vachar to Chaim. Torah can make it. In fact, what's it called?
No, the new high in life, meaning high in life and using stuff besides wine. So it sounds like it's not going out.
Listen. There were 12 shvatim in Klal Yisrael. 12 different ways to serve the Eibishter. These days, there were. I think a new.
I have no
from idea. From Washington. The Rish Kol is the Rebbe who came there. Right?
I have no idea.
Rebbeinu Shezedim.
Okay.
No, who wrote that Siddur? Bekitzer, he said, and I've heard others say that there will always be four Kitas in Klal Yisrael, like we have the Chassidim, Litish, the Sfaradim. Bekitzer, I don't know. I don't remember who the fourth one is. Bekitzer, although my, this is Midrash Hamos, this is what we're saying.
I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So you shouldn't do that or should do that thing? The fear of the young.
It's best to work on your own. That's for sure what's going to stick, right? It means it's most real. If it's coming from yourself, it's most real. Right?
But saying if you're higher in life, if you're higher in other stuff, you're saying it's not real. Or at the moment.
State Rasheichem al Tifro. Don't let your hair grow. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Kohenim. Mechaschinuch says that if there is even one hair that is longer than a 30-day growth, yeah, you listening? Kayan over here?
I don't wonder.
Then he's chayiv misa if he serves. But Bez Hashem, you want to be Kain Gadol. Kain Gadol is even, no matter whatever his share is, even if he's not working, he has this iser that he'd be chayiv misa for.
I don't wonder, because.
Now, so, what's with all of the people who take a little bit of a different track than some people? Well, what's with this? Would this be allowed by Kayanim? Pays are allowed by Kayanim? Alanga Bard? Rabbi Singer's beard would be allowed by the Kohen Gadol?
No.
So,
yes. I just want to say no.
So,
well, the Hasidim hold that you're not allowed to cut your beard, so.
You need at least a 7-day growth. Altzle Sashchis. Altzle Halacha.
Also?
What?
So, you know, no beard.
One second. You need at least a 7-day growth. Here and here, at least 7-day growth. That's like dealing with nothing. At least that. It's a good shot. One second. I hear it. You know, you have to cut it off. If you have to cut it off, 1 second.
Really?
1 second. State in Masech Zvachim on your Testament Aleph. It says if his hair yotze sair bebigdoi mahu, which pashtas when we learned that Gemara, we learned that meant that you have hair over here. If it's stuck through the threads of the Kayin's beged, is that considered a chatzitza? Is that considered a stoppage that his beged is supposed to be touching his skin? If it sticks out, is that a problem? There is. Rashi says, not like that. Rashi says, if his hair went, bein aksainus l'basarai, his hair went, the aksainus is what you wear down here, right? There's no collar on the aksainus pashtas, I don't think, only on the male. So what you wear down here, if your hair went down to there, is that a chatzitza? I don't know about you or me, but even if you want to say it's here, even if you want to say it's the most bottom part of the back of your head, if it happened to have gone there, is that a chatzitza? What about this problem? What about this problem that it's longer than 30 days to get there, right? That's boarding ponytail already. There's another, there's right there on Chavav, a few blot later, it says, it's saying that you have to stand inside when you do Avodah.
So onto the hair, why is it onto the ground there?
Hey. It says, "Hu b'fnim v'tzitzis b'chutz." If he is inside, v'tzitzis b'chutz. What does that mean? That means like this. That means that you got to stand inside, and what, your tzitzis were flaying outside. Pashtus. It means like by, it says by Yecheskel that he was grabbed by his tzitzis. He was grabbed by his hair. And pashtus, it means if he's inside, but his hair is outside. That's got to be pretty long.
Yeah.
He's inside, his hair is outside. Is that a psul or not? Is that considered that he's in the Beis HaMikdash or outside? Or in the Azara, outside the Azara, when he's doing it. So, Uchayra, it would seem from here that the hair itself, hard to say it's referring to. Maybe it's referring to the face or the beard.
But how could you tell what's the pace that you're allowed to keep in, that you have to grow it longer, but and the regular hair? But how can I tell if this is
go learn Hulk's pace? Go learn where
how are you?
So I have to sit there with a tape measure and cut exactly that place.
They probably have professional.
What's it called? I mean, the Beis HaMikdash was built exact. It was built with nevuah, with ruach hakodesh. There's some mail that went into it. I'm saying, yeah. These things. What's it called? Kimidasai. It had to be exact. I think we mentioned this once. It's a big problem that if you lift your hands to do the zrika, then the beggar goes like this. Is that allowed? Has to be kimidasai. It has to be exactly till his wrist. What about if he's bringing his hand in and it goes? I'm saying, sorry, it's exact. You have to be exact.
So you gotta do it.
So what's it called? Reb Chaim Kanievsky Lamaisa says so that their pace were not longer than 30 days, which probably means a two.
So no,
probably they did a two all over. He doesn't say. You have to know Lamaisa. Not everyone says it's about the beard. You have to know why. But definitely there were a few. You know the Meisels from Cleveland. Okay, they're very this type of thing, and I remember them coming out clear that Zichr the Kohen Gadol didn't have a beard or pace longer than a two. That's what I remember. They came out after going through the sugya.
So
what's with the rest of Klai Zone? What's today for any Kain Lamaisa Maltar Rambam that we're being Mahadur on that says 40 strands? There's an Indian to leave it longer, or whatever, and we don't exactly know where the shear is. What? He had a two pashtas.
I don't mind.
Okay.
all the pictures and like the coloring books.
They're wrong.
All the
show the long. They also show Azay, and then they show the row.
Perfect.
Okay. Big kids, sir.
What's that? You guys, why is the pair so into clean hair?
I'd say because you. No, very good, very good, very good. I think yes. I think that's what Mechitz Chaim says, that they have to look like Malachim. They have to look respectable. Their food is respectable. That you're supposed to eat in the most spitz way. They're allowed to eat the korbanos however they want. But if they have no preference, let's say, or maybe there's a luchatchila, even so, they should eat it. It was a delicacy in those days. I don't know exactly why it's such a delicacy. It's sliva chardel, roasted with mustard. I don't know exactly what's a delicacy. Maybe you can tell me.
I have no problem answering
today. Mekitzer, so they're supposed to look like Malachim, yes. So that's a chiluk of the hair and the begadim. What?
What's wrong with the beard and being a Malachim?
Okay, because definitely, yes, there's. We see Baron Shechter, we see others. You're Wormbaum, yeah. I'll just pawn him, what's it called? You know? Yeah, okay, say that. Yeah, Avada. But Lamaisa, I guess, you know, there's a. Also, you know what I mean? Right? Does anyone know if Baron Shechter wears a tie? Or Baruch Moshe wears a tie? They don't? Maybe they do. You just don't see it. But kids, my point is, you wouldn't see the Chayshin. You wouldn't see the Avnei Chayshin. No?
That's your thing. That's
I'm saying,
sad.
In other words, it wouldn't look at it.
You should do like a two-inch beard thing.
Okay.
This
would be a remez that you can make Havdalah on wine and beer. Okay? Fine. A very nice medrash, self introspective medrash that says Vaisha Moshe Vaita Be'enov. Says Moshe Rabbeinu. Avada. Yeah, Moshe. Look, Moshe in the medrash that Moshe hoitzes kruz. Lebnei Yisrael. Moshe told everyone around Klal Yisrael. He put out like a calling out to all Klal Yisrael. I was wrong. It's not just Hoy de Boish and the Psukim between him, Moshe Aaron. Fine, I'm asking him to the Abishter maybe. He sent out, Ani Ta'isi Halachka Aaron Achi and Aaron Achi Libanesi. I was wrong. Aaron, my brother, told me what to do. Well, why is Moshe doing this being my Debarabim?
Put it on the WhatsApp chat.
Okay. Mustaman, yeah, Mustaman. I don't know if Kruz, maybe these days. But Kitzer, but the point is that Moshe was telling the Netziv basically seems to say that Moshe is teaching Ladoiris that you have to be able to say that we made a mistake, right? Think about it. There's a Gantz of Carbon for Bezdin that made a mistake, right? Well, what if they decide that their pride got the better of them? No, we don't. Baruch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu opened up this ability for us to say I don't know, or I messed up. Whatever, a very, very big, necessary thing that for a Mayor Halacha to be able to say such a thing. Okay, the Torah, moving on to Kashrus, the Torah mentions four behemoths, four animals that have one simen, right? We know the two simonim are split hooves, fully split hooves. That's the Mafris Parsa Shesa Shesa, right? That it's not just split on top, it's fully split. And the Malagera. And the three animals mentioned are the gomel, arneves, and the shafan, right? The camel, the shafan, whatever it is. The horax, maybe similar to a rabbit. Not machlik is what it is. And the rabbit, they all chew their cud, but they don't have split hooves. And the chazir has split hooves, but doesn't chew its cud. So let's talk about this for a minute. So the Medrash says that it's connected the four malchia. It's connected the four Golias. The Gamal is connected Bavel. The Arneves is connected Yavon. The Shafan is connected Parsa Madai. The Chazir is connected Edom. They go into why exactly everything stims. We're going to go on a little bit of another point. The Gemara Yuma Daf Teslam Beis says that the first Beis Hamikdash Nizgalu Avainam, their Avera was revealed publicly, and therefore Nizgalu Kitzam. Therefore, the end, when the Golus would end, was revealed. 70 years, it was known. It was a Nevuah. That's how Bashatza messed up. That's how Achashverosh messed up. People messed up. It was revealed that it was going to only give me 70 years. By Sheini, Shalai Nizgalu Avainu, it was not revealed. It was not revealed what their Avera was. Therefore, Nizgalu Kitzam. So what do you see? It says, Toiva tziparnon shel rishayim mikreisan shel achrayim. Literally means the nails of the rishayim are better than the insides of the achrayim. What is going on? The Vilna Gaon says azay. He says in Perek Gimel and Erev Shleima in that Gav is Masber that the first three are going on bias rishayim. In other words, the Gomel, Arneves, and the Shafan, those three Golosin, their simen toma is bachutz, we know, right? These three animals, their simen toma is bachutz. You see clearly that they are not split hooves. It's inside that they have the quote unquote kasher simen, but outside not. Mashen kin bayashen. Bayashen is doing it to the chazir, which is edim, where the simen toma is bachutz. I'm sorry, the simen kashrus is bachutz. The simen toma is bifnim, something that you want to be able to see. So that's what it's saying. It's saying that Tziparnon Shel Rishayim, that you were able to tell their nails. In other words, you were able to tell as far as the kosher simen on the outside. You were able to tell that it wasn't there. You were able to tell their Avera. That ended up better because Mamela, their Kates was the skull. You were able to know how long the Golus was going to be. Hashem came by Hashemi, that you're dealing with the Chazir, that it seems like everything on the outside is good and it's only had to figure out on the inside what the problem was. But really on the outside, it seems that they're kosher. So there it also loses out that you don't have this ability of that the end is not revealed. Again, but it's not really good. The Chazal figured it out, and we give many reasons,
no,
but it's
saying,
not
no, I'm saying that everything.
Oh, you're saying that's quiet. It's very nice. Very nice. I hear. The guy also says that he's really coming from Rabban, saying that you are what you eat. It's real. It's mostly Ramban that's saying this. That the simonim, he's coming really off the simonim of the birds and saying mamela, that makes sense over here. So by the birds, they are one of the simonim. The Torah doesn't say it, it's simonim in the Gemara. One of the simonim of a tommy bird is a trampler. It's a doiris. So the Ramban wants to take that over to the behemoths and say also these that have hooves. straight hooves, those are all right. Watch a horse trample. Watch anything with one hoof be able to trample. Mashen can't go, like, go look at the goat's feet, look at all their feet. They can't really do anything with their feet. The split hooves. So that's one aspect of Klal Yisrael, that they're slower to act and don't act as hard. And secondly, Malagera. What's the Yisrael to Malagera? You're mistopic b'muat. You keep dealing with what you have. You don't go look for new. You keep working on what you have. These two midas are something that Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to have. Therefore, specifically, we eat these animals. Good. Avadi, you're supposed to learn midas from other animals, right? The Mishnah is all over. The Gemara, everything. That's what you're supposed to do. But to eat them, Chas v'Shalom, we don't want that inside us. Fakir, the Ramban saying about dogim, the Ramban says that those that live down in the depths of the darks of the ocean, it's so cold, it's not able to release any of its heat, and they are so poisonous. Mashenkin, the fish that live up and know how to express the what they need to throw out in the right way, whatever the fins and scales help for that specifically, that's why the Ebeshter is telling us to eat these things. Famous Taras Kainim. No one really hops us to Taras Kainim. It says, is Moshe a Baki in all Behemoths? Elamai Taras Ben Hashemayim. Right, he's telling you, these four animals, and that's all, are the only ones with a siman each. And then, but besides that, all the rest of the animals have nothing. How do you know? They keep finding new species, new animals, new things. Why? Because Avada Araya, Medafnish Araya, but Lomai said that the Tarez Min HaShemayim, and therefore the Ebeshter is saying, and there won't be anything besides for these. A beautiful Kleoker says that these four have one simon. Are they better or worse? No, Binyamin. Four simonim. It's bad. These animals, it's better that they have one simon. Are they better than the rest of the Tama animals, that they at least have one kosher simon?
Yeah.
So Kleoker said no. It's better to have no simonim than one simon. Because one simon, it's berach the Kleoker's lashon. It's like open orthodoxy, trying to come close. You sort of do, you sort of don't. And then you're starting, then you're getting mixed up. You're not getting mixed up. It is a chelik, not a chelik. Better to be have totally nothing. And then eventually, maybe one day you realize that it's completely wrong. I forget, my mom should forget where this was recently, when we discussed this in the shir. Something with a siddur or something like that. A messed up siddur, a wrong nosach siddur, or no siddur at all. I forget, we discussed this in the shir.
Bring this to the nowadays, they made a study in the Olympics that the person on the silver is more depressed than the person in third place, because either second should have made...
Right.
First. Right. Third is happy that they're on.
Right.
Second, they're mamish.
Right.
They're more depressed.
I hear.
More depressed. Okay.
That's definitely another aspect of being right there. This stems with what we were saying about the Kruvin. We said that there, the what's by the Pareches is stomp pictures. What's by the Uriah is beautiful pictures of lions and eagles. And what's on the Aron is like people. We said the people, okay, obviously they have the Torah. What's far away, the Uriah is on top. Okay, that's people who wet, but they have a Shaykhis to Torah. But someone who's by the Pareches doesn't come inside, you just give me a regular picture. And we spoke this out there also the same Yisrael, the being right there and not, it's better to be further away and then you'll go the whole way, as opposed to being right there and being mixed up, not doing anything. Right, Elio says to Klai, so in Labal, yeah, better to go to nothingness, better to go to Avodah Zarah and then event, as opposed to sitting and thinking that, oh, at least we have a safe haven of the synagogue and the rest of life we can live however we want outside. No. Better not that way.
Give your charity.
Exactly.
Giving you $180.
For per year, now you're good. Now you can do whatever you want. Exactly. Kipper meal, exactly. Right. Well, let's go. What's Pshan the Chazir? What's Pshan the Chazir that it's also Latar? The Tar doesn't change. How's the pig going to become kosher?
It's going to become kosher?
That's what the Medrash says. Some say, Mimel, there's no such Medrash because it can't be. The Tar can't change. But there are those who want to be Masbir that the Archaim says that it's a Tanai. If it's not chewing its cud, then it's usser. But if it starts chewing its cud, then it'll be it'll change its mitzias. It'll start chewing its cud. That's what the Archaim says. And the Chavetz Chaim wanted to bring a raya because by Bechairis, in Gemara Bechairis, it says Yoytz Min Atame Tame. How would? How would the chazir ever be tar? How would the pig ever be tar? Lamaisa, the mother that it came from, was a was Tamei also tell because I'm not sure how this is answering this now, but Kapanim would answer the question we were saying earlier that the Chafetz Chaim brought around Kapanim. There's the big Handel Arai, the Simanim that these animals have, these signs. Is it because of those signs that they are Tamei, that you're not allowed to eat them? Or you want to know what's a Tamei thing? Look, try to figure out. But it's not necessarily nothing to do with those signs. Chafetz Chaim said this would be a Raya that it's not that, oh, that sign tells me that this happens to be like this, but even without the sign, it's Tamei, because how in the Chazer ever be Tar? Must be that the sign makes it Tamei. When it doesn't have that sign, then it's not Tamei anymore. This would fit with what we're saying about what the Gain is saying about why we eat these things. That it's a trampler. Fine, but if it's not a trampler anymore, then you're good. Or the pig. It's not Mestapik B'muat. It doesn't chew its gut. If it starts being Mestapik B'muat, beautiful. What's called? Just mentioned something about Parspara. First of all, I think Mishabura coming from Chazal, the reason why we read Parshas Parah now is because it's in preparation of the Karm Pesach, that we're talking about Mason Bezer Hashem Moshiach will come. We need to become tar with the May Chatas, the Ephra of the Para Aduma, the Yoitzris, the Piyutim, we don't say over here, other Saint Kali, so it's talking about the stiris that Hashem makes in things in the Bria, and it says over there that obviously right that this that the May Paraduma, like we said many times before, it's a mistake to think that when the guy is making a guy tar that he becomes Tamei. Total mistake. There are two times that a person can become Tamei from May Paraduma. Either when they're making the Paraduma itself, those people become Tamei. Or if you use the water for something that's not to become tar, you're wiping it on yourself, you're doing something else with it, that's when you become Tamei. But of course, in the spritzing itself, which could be happening even 100 years later, the spritzing itself, of course, no one becomes Tamei there, someone's only becoming tar. But still, in all, it's a thing that's a contradiction. So there's a Gemara in Chulin, and it's in the Yoitzris of Parshas Parah that says that basically the story in the Gemara in Chulin starts with Yalta Eishas Rav Nachman, that he said that there are many, many things in this world. You want to eat, you want to taste what blood tastes like, you're able to taste the spleen. You want to taste like what Basar B'chalav tastes like, you eat the udder of a cow. You want to taste what Chazir tastes like, you eat this, and all these things. Well, what's Pshat in this Gemara? Well, what's Gemara trying to say? If you want to have relations with your brother's wife, there's Yibum. If you want to be Mizana with a guy, there's Yifas Tayer. What's the point? So there are many Pshatim. I think Maral says two Pshatim, but Rabbi Yashiv says very nicely that just like Yifas Tayer, what's the var that Lloyd de Retire al Kenege Yitzhara, that the Torah, Hashem knows the Yitzhar, He created the Yitzhar, and He created things that there has to be ability to choose in this world, but yet He wants there to be a help for you. Memela, He gave you Fas Tayar so that there's some sort of thing that you're, some sort of way of the Torah that you're able to channel that taiva of yours in order so it stays in the Torah realm and you don't feel totally lost, that you went off the deep dark end. So therefore, Hashem had to make blood and all these things in this world. But Mela, in order, as a savior, like a Lloyd de Bertar Kenegate Sahara, that to make sure that there's a way to channel and stay within the Torah, that's why Hashem created all these things that a person would be able to have. Very interesting though, Rabbi Yashiv says that those are what Hashem created. But all the things today of faking and all these things of trying to make something taste like something else, taste like the Trefazach, and he said, I think he said there's a Chassam Sofer that says that it would be allowed, but Rabbi Yashiv says, Luli the Chassam Sofer, without the Chassam Sofer, he would have said it's Asr. Hashem is trying to keep you away from this type of thing, and that's why he didn't make it, and therefore, Ba'etzem, stay away from it. A guten Shabbos.